Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for being obedient. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And everyone else, thank you for worshiping your God. Hallelujah. Let's take our Bibles and make our declaration before Him. Say, this is life.
This is life.
I will honor it today. As this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah to the King. There's nothing that's impossible with our God, people. Hallelujah. I want you to turn, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting with verse 9. First Corinthians chapter 2, starting with verse 9. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them who love Him. Verse 10, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. In Isaiah, if you would, keep your finger here, but I want you to turn to Isaiah, which is page Isaiah 64:4, which is a similar verse to this. This is where the apostle was getting the scripture from. Isaiah 64:4, page 1219. It says this, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, beside you, what He has prepared for him who waits for Him. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, please. Verse 9 and 10. I know this is kind of a familiar verse, but it's a verse that was given to us by the apostle as he was writing Corinthians. And he was writing to the Corinthian church. And this was his second letter to the church. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them who love Him. Oftentimes we think we get saved, God does a miraculous work, and then we think, well, it's almost over. But not with God. Amen. Not with God. We don't know what God, unless He shows us, and He shows us little by little most of the time, as we have faith to believe and we look to Him, He gives us light to show us the path or what He has prepared for us. Can you imagine from the time you were saved, even before that, from the time you were born, but especially when you gave your heart to the Lord, God has prepared and set forth many things for your life, for you to accomplish and for you to do upon this earth. An amazing things that God has prepared for you to accomplish. You know, you often hear saints of God think, well, this is it and there's no more for me to do. But I tell you what, not till you finally close your eyes for the last time and you go and be with the Lord, that God has prepared and set things for you as a person, as an individual, man, woman, child, whatever it is, whatever, that God has prepared for you to accomplish and you to do. That's the kind of God we serve. We don't even know some of the things that God has prepared for us. We can't even imagine it sometimes unless God, by His Holy Spirit, would show us and give us the light to see. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it even entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love Him. My God! So much that He wants to accomplish through us and in us as a church, as a body of believers, as individuals, as families, what God has prepared. That means He's prepared it before probably we were even born. He had set it in motion and knows what He wants to do and accomplish. Don't think that you're just here taking up space. No child of God is here just taking up space. The devil may want you to think that, but God has set before us things to do. And when God sets those things up, and when God accomplishes those things through us, He knows what He's doing. We are valuable in the kingdom of God. We are valuable. We don't even know what God wants to do in 5 years or 10 years unless He shows us. And then we have to submit to the will of the Father to get those things accomplished and done. The Spirit of God knows how to open doors. The Spirit of God knows how to make those doors open and for us to walk in it by the Spirit of God. It takes us having a tenacity to be bold as a lion, to be bold. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 31, it says, when you catch the thief, he has to repay you back 7 times. Let's read it. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. We know this. When the enemy is found, and let me tell you, the enemy has stolen, and I know he has, from each and every one of you, just like he has stolen from me. But when he is found, according to the word of God, he has to repay back unto the child of God out of his house, out of his possessions, a sevenfold return. Amen. My God! Hallelujah. That's how God works. Sevenfold return back unto the child of God, because we stand upon the word of God, and the word of God makes him do what the child of God has declared in the heavens by the word of Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. The things that he has stolen from, you might say, well, I don't remember. Go back and ask God to help you to remember those things. Write them down. And go to God, and you declare that Almighty God will bring it back unto us because of His word, and declare that the enemy has to give up. He's stolen family, people. He's stolen people. He's stolen money. He's stolen life. He's stolen possessions. He stole homes. He stole vehicles. He's stolen health. All kinds of things. God, if we take him at his word, he gives us the remedy. He said, if you find out who it is, and that God tells us who it is, you can go and declare sevenfold return. My God. My God. Come on, people. We have a God that's saying, just declare my word. Just stand upon my word. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for his people. Praise God. We can declare those things back unto us. Hey, the enemy, let me tell you this, and I know you probably know this, but this is just to kind of reaffirm it. The enemy does not play fair. He doesn't. He will take, he will destroy anything he can. God plays fair. He plays according to his word, which that's his own standard. The enemy doesn't. But I tell you what, we have a God that's given us a remedy. We have a God that has shown us what can happen when we submit to the things of God and we let God move and do what he wants to do. It says all God is looking for is a man or a woman that will declare his word back unto him and declare his word back unto him, saying, Father, remember your word. Remember your word. And to see what God can do. And to see what God can do. It says in John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. This is talking about the church or individuals. It says this, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. Jesus is saying he is the light of the world. And because that light shines in us, we are the light of the world. Because of who he is. Not because of what we have done, but because who he is. See, we can have those things. What God has prepared. Can you imagine what you think God has prepared for you this day? What does God have prepared for you? You might say, well, I don't know. Look, find out what God has prepared for you. Find out what God has in the future for you. Find out what God has today for you. Find out what God has next week for you. That comes with praying and seeking God and saying, Lord, move upon me and help me in this area. Help me, Lord, to seek you. What God has prepared beyond what we ever could imagine. What we ever could imagine. What God has prepared. Oh, hallelujah. The Spirit of Almighty God. The one that created the heavens and the earth. The stars, the moon, and everything else in it. What he has prepared for you and put your name in there. Mighty is your God. Faithful is your God. That what he said he would do, he will do it no matter what. We got to be moved on by the Spirit of God. We got to trust our God, our Lord, and our Savior, no matter what. I look at this place and I'm amazed, people. This doesn't happen. This doesn't happen. But God can make it happen. What he wants, what he desires, all we got to do is trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Praise be unto our God. I want you to turn, if you would, to 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings, page 634. 634. What God has prepared for us. I know what I'm believing for. There's some things that I'm believing for. There's some things I'm believing for as a pastor. Because there's no one else to believe for. There's no one else to put our trust in. And even, you know, I'm saying as a pastor, but even as just an individual, as a Christian. You too, as a Christian, just to believe God and what he said he would do, how he would do it, when he would do it. Never put your faith in man. Never put your faith in man. Man will always let you down. That's just how it is. Your spouse will let you down. Your children will let you down. Your aunts and uncles, grandparents, everybody down the road will let you down somehow, some way. So we never put our faith in them. We put our faith in Christ, because he will never let us down. Now, he might not do it how we want it, but he knows what is best. So every morning you get up and you say, Father, I put my faith and my trust in you, Lord, in what you've done at Calvary's cross, the victory that is there in every area of our hearts and every area of our lives. And he leads and guides. Just think of this before I read this. Just think of this. What other God would have mightily delivered Israel out of the hands of Pharaoh and the Egyptian army and bring them to a place where one side is mountains, the other side is mountains, and in the back is Pharaoh and his army, and there's a Red Sea in the front? What other God would have done that? None. Because there's no other God like the true Jehovah God. Amen. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. No other God would have done that. If I would have been there, I would have said, oh, no, 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 let's go this way. If you would have been there, you would have said, let's go a different direction. But thank God, God raised up Moses. Yes, he made a mistake. Yes, he killed somebody, soldier, and all that stuff. Yes, he messed up. But let me tell you this, out of your mess ups is when God can be exalted, praised, and honored, because you trust him more than ever before. Because you know you cannot make it on your own. You know you have to trust him in every area. You know you got to trust him to make it the next day. And let me tell you, God raised up Moses, and he walked into that place, into the, not the Holy of Holies, but almost on earth. Pharaoh's house, and said, buddy, he was more respectful. Pharaoh, king, Pharaoh, whatever. Let my people go. And God is saying the same thing today. Let my people go. And he's made a way that you don't have to go and hide. You can face the problems that you have in your life today. And you can know that God is in control no matter what. You can go to the pump and you can laugh at the $4 and something. And you can say, Lord, fill this tank up. Because God is in control. Not our government, not any other government upon this earth. And God is coming back. Because the church is finally bowing their knee to their God and saying, Father, we can't make it any longer. But we need a touch from Almighty God. We need a revival in the land. We need a revival in our churches. So the church people can be touched. Because sometimes, honestly, we are harder than some of the other ones. But God has to break us. And that's okay. He's our Father. Amen. And we trust him. Yes. But revival's coming to the churches, yes, that want them. And they got to that, look, and God brought them. Moses went in and said, let my people go. And we know all the plagues, the 10 plagues that happened. And God got them out of there rich. And led them by a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day, right in the mix of two mountains and a Red Sea in the front, people. That's the kind of God we serve. And he said, you know what, Moses? After the people were complaining and da-da-da-da, Moses went to God, and that's where he wants us to be. I'm sorry, I don't know if I'll be able to get to that other stuff. But that's where God wants us to be. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered to the heart of man what God has planned for his people that love him. God loves the children of Israel. Even though they were hard-headed at times, and hey, we've been there too. You know, so we can't point a finger at them. We're saying, Lord, help me to be humble and help me to do what is right, Lord. Help me. God says, Moses, I want you to do something. Point that rod towards the sea. And we know what happened. The power of God came upon that water, and that water had to obey the Creator, their God. All the fish, everything had to move for miles. And they walked upon that ground, or that body of where the water was, the bottom, on dry ground to the other side. That's the kind of God we serve. Faithful is He. Faithful is He. Faithful is He. Look, get a hold of God. Turn some things off and get a hold of your God and get with Him and let Him minister to your spirit. Let Him minister to your soul. Let Him minister the power of Almighty God. The devil wants to discourage you and I so that we do not accomplish what God wants. The greatest tactic he has is discouragement. Because it breaks the will of us, and it breaks our hearts and our souls. It breaks us from the inside. Don't get discouraged. You might say, well, I'm not seeing what I want to see. That's okay. Get in your closet with God. Get in your room with God and saying, Lord, I put this before you. I take these things and I hand them to you, Lord, and I give it to you. However you want to solve it, you solve it. In the hands of God, a problem in the hands of God is like zero to Him. To us, it's like the whole world's fallen. But in the hands of God, He takes that problem, He takes that situation that looks hard and changes it around. My God, that's the kind of God we serve. Faithful is He, faithful is He, like last week. Faithful and true is He. He's true to His word. He's true to His promises. And He's faithful to do what His word says He will do. No matter what, we can trust in Him, people. Don't let the world discourage you. Don't let people discourage you. Get in that word and put your face in it and read it and encourage yourself in the Lord like David did. And He, God, will do mighty things. What did Moses expect when he put that rod out? Can you imagine? Now, I know Moses saw the snake and all that stuff. And once his snake ate the other one, and he saw the 10 plagues and how God delivered them. But I tell you what, he must have been in awe when he took that rod that God gave him. Remember, that he had a rod, we have the word. Yes. This is our rod. Can I have your Bible? Thank you. This is our rod today, people. Amen. You're like a Moses walking in 2022. You're like a Moses saying, okay, Lord, what do you want to do? We may not have a rod, but we have the word. Point that word to that river. Point that word to that river and claim the promises that God has given unto you. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared from the beginning of time for you. Do you think Moses thought God would use him to be the mighty deliverer? God chose that man. God has chosen you to accomplish and do what He wants to do. Be what God wants you to be. Be solid in your walk. Get this. Be solid in your walk with God. Amen. That doesn't mean, thank you, appreciate it. That doesn't mean you won't have problems and situations will come, but be solid in that word. Be solid in your relationship to the Lord. Solid in Him, saying that God can rely upon you. That God is saying, like Job, hey, you, have you considered my servant Job? Can you imagine? And I know he does. God still today, because old Slewfoot still has some kind of access to our God, a little bit, whatever God gives him. And all he does is say things against us. Look at her. Look at him. Look what he's done. Oh, he's blown it now, Lord. And he can only do what God allows him to do. And let me tell you this. I know God has told him, have you considered my servant and put your name there? Okay? Have you considered my servant? Oh, she's not too happy. Joseph, have you considered my servant? Put your name. And we know what happened to Job. We know all the things that came about his way, from all his children dying to losing everything. Multi-billionaire at that time. He owned everything. He helped everybody. He was a giver to the poor, a giver to widows, a giver to young boys and girls that needed help. And all of a sudden, stripped of everything. And sitting by himself with boils all over his body. Yet he still did not curse his God. Come on, people. Let's be as bold as a lion, as I text our men, and gentle like lambs. Have the boldness of God protruding out of us to take a stand for what is right, to do what is right. My God, faithful is he. That doesn't mean you won't make a mistake. That doesn't mean you may not hear God in the right, whatever. But try to do what God wants you to do. Be bold in the things of God. And it says that what? God restored everything because he did not say one word against his God. That doesn't mean he didn't think it, maybe. It says a word came out of him. Nothing. When I think of him, I think of him just sitting there. Probably closed his eyes because you had three numbskulls next to him. Yeah. Trying to tell him to curse his God. He did something wrong. Yeah, and that's another thing, people. Just because you and I go through things, are Christians, doesn't mean we have sinned or done evil. Now, I'm not saying all cases, but God allows what he wants to allow to come against us. We just keep our faith and trust in him. Saying, Lord, you are in control. And God restored this man back to his rightful position. Wealthier than ever before. Giving him a new family. And going back to Moses, Moses took that rod and pointed it to that Red Sea. And all of it, can you imagine? I wish I could see that. That water. To me, it'd be the hand of God. The hands of God. Just. And to go miles and miles. Look, there's nothing too hard that God cannot do. Faithful is he. Faithful is he. Faithful is he. Faithful is he. What God has promised, what God has prepared for you and I, we just need to walk in those things. Walk in those things. Walk in those things. Those many years that Moses stayed on the south side of town was to prepare him to be the mighty deliverer. So don't come against the hard times. God's preparing you and I to accomplish what he wants and to yield our lives before him. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. I want you to say this. God, thank you, is faithful. God is faithful. No matter what. See, don't ever let the enemy or a person break your spirit. Never. Never. Don't let the circumstances of life break your spirit. Don't let family break your spirit. We trust our God who is faithful. No matter what. Amen. Amen. Eye has not seen. Let's all say together. Eye has not seen. ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for his people who love him. Amen. Amen. Remember that. Remember that. No telling what he's prepared this week for you. Praise God. But we know this. Everything with God is good. Amen. Even in the hard times, he's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may stand, please.